Chapter 2. "Murder, then," Murphy said. I grunted. "Looks like. And the killer wanted you to know it." She came to stand beside me, frowning up at the wall. "A cop couldn't have found this."
"Yeah," I said. The empty apartment made a clicking noise, one of those settling building homey sounds that would have been familiar to the victim. Murphy's tone became lighter. "So, what are we looking at here? Some kind of religious wacko? Salem witch trials aficionado? The Inquisitor reborn?"
"And he uses magic to leave a message?" I asked.
"Wackos can be hypocrites," she frowned. "How did the message get there? Did a practitioner have to do it?"
I shook my head. "After they killed her, they probably just dipped their finger in the water in the chalice, used it to write on the wall. Water dried up, but a residue of energy remained." She frowned.
"From water?"
"Blessed water from the cup on her shrine," I said. "Think of it as holy water. It's imbued with positive energy the same way." Murphy squinted at me and then at the wall.
"Holy? I thought magic was just all about energy and math and equations and things, like electricity or thermodynamics."
"Not everyone thinks that," I said. I nodded at the altar. "The victim was a Wiccan." Murphy frowned.
"A witch?"
"She was also a witch," I said. "Not every Wiccan has the innate strength to be a practitioner. For most of them, there's very little actual power involved in their rites and ceremonies."
"Then why do them?"
"Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony," I shrugged. "Every faith has its ceremonies, Murph."
"This was about a conflict of religion, then?" Murphy said.
I shrugged.
"It's sort of difficult for sincere Wiccans to conflict with other religions. Wicca itself is really fluid. There are some basic tenets that 99% of all Wiccans follow, but at its core, the faith is all about individual freedom. Wiccans believe that as long as you aren't hurting anyone else by doing it, you should be free to act and worship in whatever way you like. So everyone's beliefs are a little bit different, individualized."
Murphy, who was more or less Catholic, frowned.
"Seems to me that Christianity has a few things to say about forgiveness and tolerance and treating others the way you'd like to be treated."
"Uh-huh," I said. "Then came the Crusades, the Inquisition."
"Which is my point," Murphy said. "Regardless of what I think about Islam or Wicca or any other religion, the fact is that it's a group of people. Every faith has its ceremonies. And since it's made up of people, every faith also has its assholes."
"You only need one side to start a fight," I agreed. "KKK quotes a lot of scripture. So do a lot of reactionary religious organizations. A lot of times they take it out of context." I gestured at the wall. "Like this.
I don't know. Suffer not a witch to live. Seems fairly clear."
"Out of context, but clear," I said. "Keep in mind that this appears in the same book of the Bible that approves the death sentence for a child who curses his parents, owners of oxen who injure someone through the owner's negligence, anybody who works or kindles a fire on Sunday, and anyone who has sex with an animal." Murphy snorted. "Also, keep in mind that the original text was written thousands of years ago, in Hebrew. The actual word that they used in that verse describes someone who casts spells that do harm to others. There was a distinction in that culture between harmful and beneficial magic. By the time we got to the Middle Ages, the general attitude within the faith was that anyone who practiced any kind of magic was automatically evil. There was no distinction between white and black magic. And when the verse came over to English, King James had a thing about witches, so harmful caster of spells just got translated to witch."
"Put that way, it sounds like maybe someone took it out of context," Murphy said. "But you'd get arguments from all kinds of people that the Bible has got to be perfect, that God would not permit such errors to be made in the Holy Word."
"I thought God gave everyone free will," I said, "which presumably and evidently includes the freedom to be incorrect when translating one language into another."
Stop making me think, Murphy said. I'm believing over here. I grinned. See? This is why I'm not religious. I couldn't possibly keep my mouth shut long enough to get along with everyone else. I thought it was because you never respect any religion that would have you. That too, I said.